So I got up early this morning and went to the doctor because I've had all these problems with my bladder for years and years. Finally got some new medication that so far is doing exactly the same thing as the old batch did, which is just to make me feel fucking dizzy and awful and not actually help at all. But I can't sleep, so I'm gonna do a little show about Tiger Army. I'll start with the first Tiger Army song I ever heard was on one of the Give 'Em the Boot samplers, number 2, I think. It's called The Power of Moonlight, and you'll notice some running themes in Tiger Army. All the songs are written by the lead guy. His name's Nick 13. There's a lot of songs about the moonlight and walking alone. So, this is The Power of Moonlight by Tiger Army.
Riding alone through the night, things couldn't be farther from right. Who made this world a misery? I want no part of it, think I'm gonna leave. That's when the power of moonlight shines down on me, seeps into my soul. The power.
So I thought, well, that band is pretty fucking cool. I should look into them. And they're a psychobilly band that's basically rockabilly, but just a bit gloomier. More songs about ghosts. Right around that same time, I started listening to the Necromantics and the Horror Pops. And, you know, you have the upright bass that looks like a coffin, shit like that. Tiger Army is not as deep into the skeleton ghost thing. In fact, they really sort of drift a lot. Like, they put out some songs that are just straight up country. They're just unquestionably country songs, but because it traveled through this lineage of punk rock to rockabilly to psychobilly back through to country, like, somehow it's just okay, and you just got these punks listening to country. Is the weirdest fucking thing, but I'll get into that a bit more later. Power of Moonlight was from their second album. I'll just play a quick song off their first album. This is called Fog Surrounds.
In my room, right on my bed. The air is heavy, hard, and still.
rush with the night.
Oh, just getting outside and listening to a couple of songs, I already feel so much fucking better. Oh, nothing worse than just being trapped in your room, just exhausted, but you can't sleep, so you're just lying there. It's just fucking awful. So those songs always remind me of New Brunswick, when me and my friend Matt had an apartment together, is when we listened to all that stuff. Then when I moved to Vancouver is when the third Tiger Army album came out, and again they had a song on the Give 'Em the Boot sampler, and this one was called Atomic. And this is kind of like, if you listen to Tiger Army, it kind of is like almost a, it just, it, well, even how that song from the first album is a lot more aggressive than the song from the second album. And then in this third album, it really slows it down, slows it way down, which I always thought was like a weird thing with like punk music. It's like impossible to make a sad punk song. You just, it's like impossible. You just can't do it. And it's pretty fucking hard to make a somber rockabilly song, but I think he was starting to sort of try to move that way more. And that was part of it, is just sludge it up, just really slow it down. So this song sounded weird to me at first, but then it really grew on me, because it's called Atomic, and it's all this, like, we're speeding through the city, we're gonna hit this town just like a bomb, all these, like, tough lyrics, and this is just not as aggressive a song as before. But it's really good, so this is Atomic by Tiger Army. Probably doesn't sound all that much slower than the other stuff. I was exaggerating it a bit maybe, but all the punk subgenres are so orthodox that, you notice when there's little things that are different. But yeah, no, then it sludged down even more than that. I'm gonna play, shit, I'm just gonna play like 3 songs in a row from that album. I'm gonna play Wander Alone, like I said, walking around at night alone, big theme. Santa Carla Twilight. Now this is where it's really just like a much softer song. What was that other one? Ghost Fire, I think. Yeah, I'm just gonna play all 3 of those. Now, all these songs remind me, just because this is when that album came out, this whole album just reminds me so much of 2004, 2005, living in Vancouver, dating that girl Erica that I've talked about before. A lot of good memories from this album.
Violence and anger, you get a bitter taste of what it's like to live. See you.
So like I mentioned, sprinkle into those albums, there's some, like, I didn't play any of them, but just some, like, straight up, like, they're just country songs. To any outsider, they'd be like, well, that's a country song. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Just weird. So I just found out today that Nick 13 has a solo album, and it's one of those things where it's kind of weird because he writes all the songs anyway, so kind of why have a solo album? But he said it's because he just wants to write a different style of song, which basically he just put out a country album. So, you know, can just take that that psycho Billy Sheen that he's almost like contractually obligated to put in and just remove it. And it's really good, man. I really like it. And again, it's like the same standard. Walking alone, nighttime, the same kind of themes. But I was thinking now, it's weird, like thinking back to 2004 and then thinking of now, 2013. Like, 2004 was a weird fucking time going out to Vancouver, because, like, the walking alone thing could not have been more fucking true ever in my life. I moved out to Vancouver all by myself. I didn't know anybody. Really hard to do. Very tough to not know anyone and just, like, not go fucking crazy. But it was a real cool time, ultimately, and I was thinking how nowadays, I mean, I'm much more settled socially. In Toronto, I got a nice group of friends. But I feel a similar kind of feeling. And I think it's that it's like a different kind of pushing off from the dock and going off into the wild unknown. But in this case, it was breaking ties with the people I knew in New York, which has been a lot tougher than I let on. It's been kind of fucking awful, because it's just social suicide. It's a crazy thing to do. Who does that? I mean, that was my window into the fucking world. That's my connection to everywhere. There's always somebody somewhere that knows that fucking show and knows me from it. But, I mean, it could have gone smoother, but it wasn't going to end any different. It fucking broke my heart, man. What else was I supposed to do? So it's this, like, half and half of regret and relief, you know? It's like, ah, man, that was bad, but this had to be a thing, man. It had to happen. I have to just go off on my own, you know? No more reflected glory. No more being a part of something someone else built. I gotta do something myself, and it's fucking very intimidating and impossible and hard. But it feels like that. It feels like a different version of, like, when I went to Vancouver. So in Vancouver, it was more about just learning that I could meet people and survive socially by myself and get a job and support myself. And for years, I did all that. I say years, but I mean literally, like, 2 years. Maybe it was three, I don't know. Anyway, this feels like a similar sort of thing, where it's like, now I gotta prove myself with something, you know? I gotta make something that's cool. I gotta achieve something. I gotta make something of myself. I don't have this, like, safety net anymore. And in fact, I burned the safety net and I shit on the safety net. So I was kind of thinking of that a little bit, listening to some of these country songs. So I'm going to play All Alone, again with the Alone theme, and Nashville Winter from Nick 13's solo album.
Hey, Victrola spins a record, Benito plays a song on a summer night like this. The band played and drove on, I'm all alone. In this world, a typewriter in my mind writes our story in the air. Pages they all vanish like the moments that we shared. I'm all alone in this world, all alone in this world. tattooed Indian ink spells her name upon my arm. F-O-R-E-D-E-R. Her love was here, but now it's gone. I'm all alone in this world. There's a train a-coming, and there ain't much to pack. I'm leaving this place tonight, and I'm never coming back. I'm all alone in this world. All alone. Gotta move along. It's too much for me. I cannot stay. I'm gone. Sometimes something calls a man to roam. He's got to leave behind all the comforts of home. And when I heard the music call to me, I said goodbye to the winter sun because I had to live. Oh, everything that I want is right here. But what I need I cannot get. I've got to go somewhere. Around this world of rock and I have rolled, but something much older had a hold on my soul. There was still a place I just had to say. And so I packed my bags and I headed for Tennessee. Oh, everything that I want is back there. But what I need I cannot get. I've got to go somewhere. Out in this Nashville winter, I'm 1,000 miles from home. I set out in search of something that I had to find alone. Yeah, I knew I had to live it, because I cannot live a lie. But I'm in this Nashville winter, I'm so lonesome I could die. Nashville winter, and now I'm on the way back home. I set out in search of something that I had to find alone. Yeah, now that I have found it, It's part of my soul through and through. Now that winter's done, my darling, I'll be coming home to you. Yes, now that winter's done, my darling, I'll be coming home to you.
All right, now that I've tricked everyone into listening to country music, I'm just going to do one more song. Now, you know what's weird, too, is, like, I learned, especially through, like, Evan Dando doing covers of old country songs and stuff, that I kind of like country songs sometimes. I don't hate them. But, like, country radio and everything, it just seems so disingenuous. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's what people grew up with, and like they grew up to become a country music guy, and then from there it's like, well, what's the most popular type of country sound I can have to make country radio like me? It doesn't seem very legitimate, where like you get stuff like Ween did a country album, or this Nick 13 stuff. Like, Nick 13 is not doing country to be cool. I'm sure that solo album didn't sell for shit compared to his normal stuff. The last two Tiger Armies, like, charted, man, like they did good. And he's pretty at odds with the subculture he's a part of, but he likes this shit. You can tell he likes it. Like, that's just cool. It's like, I don't know, it's cool. It's like, it's just, it's not like everything from the past was bad. Like, I think it's funny that it's like a punk guy, a psychobilly guy, who's the one really reaching back and going like, fuck, look at that shit. That was fucking cool, man. Kind of makes sense, I guess. But yeah, when I was in Vancouver and I dated that girl, Erica, and I remember after we broke up, I broke up with her because I have fucking mental problems. I didn't date anyone else in Vancouver, and there's all these little opportunities that would crop up like they always do wherever I met, but in Vancouver especially, I didn't, because every girl I met, I was like, well, this girl is not as cool as Erica. Just not as good as her, like in like the sense of being a good person, you know? So I was like, well, if I broke up with Erica, why would I then date someone sub Erica? What am I doing? Moving on up, let's do this. And that just never happened. It never happened in Vancouver. It never happened ever again. I just, you know, every person I ever met is just like, it's just the mistake compounds, you know, as the years go by. I kind of feel similarly about when I used to be like live-in babysitter guy for my niece, and then I went to New York. Holy fuck, talk about bad decisions, man. Really, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm sorry. Instead of being grounded and normal and nurturing and doing something valuable and useful, I'm gonna go into a fame simulator for a while because I'm a fucking piece of shit. Ugh. I mean, luckily that all worked out. That worked out better, in fact, because she lives with her grandparents now, and that's way better, way more sustainable a situation, but still, man, just bad fucking choices is the point. You know, that is a weird thing about regrets. It's like, all right, yeah, I regret leaving my niece, but then things worked out better for her, and I regret breaking up with Erica, but I also can't see a way that it could have lasted. You know, I couldn't have sustained that because I just can't, man. My fucking brain doesn't work right. Like, there's no way. There's just no way. And just this morning when I was at the doctor's office, I was flipping through this little magazine thing, and there was a letter somebody wrote in about this girl who started dating somebody that she met at, like, a mental health group, you know, so that both people have like acknowledged to themselves and each other that they are all fucked up and bipolar and whatever, and then when shit gets bad, it's easier to call a mulligan and just like sweep it under the rug and just understand that they're both fucking nuts, man. And that didn't sound like the worst thing to me. And yeah, listening to this this song, this one's called Nighttime Sky, of course. Man, Nick 13, he knows what he likes. But because it's the Tiger Army guy, and that made me think of their 2004 album, and that made me think of Vancouver, this song really made me think of that girl, Erica. And man, it could be that I am on weird drugs today. Weird doctor drugs that are making me feel all fucked up. And that I've been awake forever. Could all be contributing factors, but man, this song made me feel bad. Like, just awful. Just like taking mistakes and putting them in a nice little song and wrapping it up with a bow, and here you go. I don't know, just something about this, the tone of this song is just like, fucking cut my head off and bury me forever. It's brutal. So I think that's enough for this episode. This is Nighttime Sky by Nick 13. Thank you for listening.
City lights, they cover up the stars and moon. When I was young, I had my friends, but everyone's grown up, moved on. I'm on my own again. Where is my someone? I dream of her nightly. I know she's out there somewhere, and I hope she dreams of me. I yearn to be away from here, in a place where wind's the only noise and the night is cold and clear, so cold and clear. Under the night time sky, my spirit was as soaring as you put your hand in mine. Under the night time sky, my heart it was a singing and my head was full of dreams for you and I. In my room, I realize that I've been nowhere and day is coming soon. Don't know how much more I can face. Oh, something's got to change for me. I've got to find a way back to that place. Under the night time sky, my spirit was as soaring as you put your hand in mine. Under the night time sky, my heart it was a singing and my head was full of dreams for you and I. Don't go home. There's something different about this night. Can't put my finger on. I follow my feet and something calls to me, and there she is before me. It's the girl of which I've dreamed. Prepared for disappointment, there's only a smile. I hear myself ask her, could we walk for a while? I pinch myself, I'm not a slave. Oh, it's not exactly the same, but I know I've reached that moment from my dream. Under the night time sky, my spirit was as soaring as you put your hand in mine. Under the night time sky, my heart it was a singing as I looked into your eyes. Under the night sky, my spirit was a soaring as you put your hand in mine. Under the night time sky, my heart it was a singing and my head was full of dreams for you and I.